We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Friday, October 31st, 2025, and I'd like to start off by wishing you all a happy Halloween. Now here's a look at today's top stories. The 104th Illinois House of Representatives veto session ended yesterday. Notably, Illinois state lawmakers chose not to vote on the redrawing of congressional maps during this session. If Illinois state lawmakers were to redistrict, it is possible that Democrats could gain another seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. This could change Illinois' U.S. House majority to 15-2 instead of the current 14-3. Elsewhere, many other states have adopted new maps and have been pushing to redistrict. The redistricting of congressional maps across the U.S. could have a significant impact on next year's midterm elections. One calculation from the Fair Fight Action and Black Voters Matter Fund has forecasted that 19 additional seats could swing in the GOP's direction. Midterm general elections will take place on November 3, 2026. It is unclear when Illinois lawmakers may vote on the redistricting of a new map. While redistricting discussions continue at the state level, the impact of the ongoing shutdown is being felt right here at home. As the government remains shut down, SNAP benefits are set to run out tomorrow for more than 40 million Americans. Seeking to help those in need during these hard times, the Literary is offering free meals to those with a SNAP card starting Tuesday. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke to Jenny Shima, the owner of the Literary, about her goal with the program.
We want to make sure that as many people as possible know that they can come here for meals when the SNAP benefits run out. So I'm just hoping we can, help as many people as possible.
As for how members of the community can contribute to the program, Shima explained.
We have one community gift card at each point of sale. And that gift card, people can donate to, and we just keep adding dollars to it, and it keeps growing. And so we will use that to help pay for meals. We've only been collecting contributions for that community card for 24 hours, and we have close to $5,000 raised already.
If any money remains on the community card when SNAP is funded again, it will all be donated to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. For more information about donations and the OSNAP menu, please visit literarybookbar.com. If you're looking for other ways to help in the community, the Urbana-Champaign Books to Prisoners program is hosting its annual fall book sale tomorrow at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. From classic children's tales to books that go bump in the night, there is guaranteed to be something for everyone. All proceeds from the book sale will be used to help Illinois prisoners get access to books and education. For those looking to donate their books, Books to Prisoners accepts donations at their local book drops and mail donations to their P.O. box. For more information on donations and the book sale, please visit books2prisoners.org. Looking at the university campus this weekend, the Dad's Weekend Fund continues through the rest of the weekend. After all of the fun events tonight, make sure to clear your schedules for an action-packed Saturday and a Sunday of family, fun, and festivities. Tomorrow morning, we'll kick off with the ultimate tailgate experience. Enjoy food, drinks, and family fun in Grange Grove from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., which leads us right into our main event of the day, Saturday football. Our Illini will take the field against the Scarlet Knights at 11 a.m. More on that later. Tomorrow evening, Illinois hockey will face off against Rutgers once again at 7 p.m. at the Ice Arena. If you're looking for some non-sports related fun, there will also be an a cappella concert featuring groups No Comment, Aways, and Girls Next Door at Folinger Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Finally, we wrap up with our Sunday 5K run at 9 a.m., brunch at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center at 10 a.m., and some Fighting Illini volleyball against the Iowa Hawkeyes at 1 p.m. Bring on the family fun this weekend, and we can't wait to see you all there. For more information on the events of the weekend, check out IlliniDads.com. Coming back to the football game, Illinois will host Rutgers at Gies Memorial Stadium Saturday. This will be the fourth consecutive home sellout for the first time since 2008. Illinois is coming off of a disappointing loss to Washington in a game that likely eliminated them from the college football playoffs and Big Ten title race. Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw for 199 yards with two touchdowns and two interceptions. Washington sophomore quarterback DeMond Williams Jr. looked unstoppable against Illinois with an almost perfect passing rating, throwing for 280 yards and four touchdowns. Rutgers is coming off of a 27-24 win, shocking Purdue in the final seconds. Senior kicker Jay Patel made a game-winning 30-yard field goal to bring Rutgers back to 500 on the year with a 4-4 record. Senior quarterback Ethan Kaliak-Manis passed for 359 yards and a touchdown. Kickoff is scheduled for 11 a.m. and broadcast on NBC. Illinois looks to bounce back and get their season back on track with a must-win home game. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Gavin Westlake, Sophie Vansaggi, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.